Hey, last week, artists were delivering their paintings to the Art Gallery of New South Wales for consideration for the Archibald Prize. And my bet is that even if you're not a huge gallery goer, you head along and you check out the Archibald most years to see the range of fabulous works created. Well, this year, you're in for an even greater treat. The Archibald turns 100, and the Art Gallery of New South Wales are throwing a party, well, of sorts. Natalie Wilson is the curator of Australian and Pacific art, and she's also the curator of the very special Archie 100 exhibition. Natalie joins us this morning. Natalie, how are you?
Willie, I'm really well, and yourself?
I'm well, thank you. So why do we all love the Archibald so much?
Oh, look, I think we all just like to perv, really, you know.
Yes!
Everyone likes to look at faces. And when you think about it, you know, when we're first born, the first thing we look up and see is a face. So from then on, we're just intrigued by faces. And, of course, the more famous, sometimes the better. But the Archie 100 really is looking beyond that, you know, delving deep into some fantastic stories, really about the social history of our country over the last 100 years.
I'm so glad you said that, because I totally jumped on the website and was scrolling back through some of all of the beautiful old portraits that are on there. And I was really loving the fashion and the faces, and kind of, for me, it felt like a commentary of the time that those paintings were created in.
Absolutely. Since, you know, 1921, which is when the first Archibald was held, it really has changed. Not only have the style of portraits that artists have produced changed, but also, you know, those faces that are being represented as our society has changed. And it's just been a constantly evolving thing, really, and until we, you know, get to last year, for example, when the first Aboriginal artist was awarded the Archibald, which was such an amazing thing.
Such an amazing thing. Now, over the years, there's an estimate that there's been about 6,000 portraits. And I know there was a call out to the public to help see if any Archibald paintings could be located. How did that go?
Look, it went pretty well. We'd already been searching for a couple of years. We, you know, sent out something like 20,000 emails all over Australia, New Zealand, of course, because the prize is Australasia, so New Zealand artists as well, especially in the early years, used to send in works. And, you know, we were writing to universities and museums and galleries and museums, anywhere that you can think of. But we knew there were a lot out there that would be in private collections, because sometimes either the artists hold on to the painting, or when they pass, then their families get the painting, or the sitters themselves. So trying to track down, you know, some of those well-known sitters through their families, that's how we found some portraits, and then the call out. And we did get some, you know, intriguing works coming through as a part of that call out as well.
Did you get any that you were like, oh, I'm so sorry, it is a beautiful painting, but it's not an Archibald?
We did get a lot, but that's okay. You know, sometimes it just sort of built our knowledge of what a particular artist's work may have looked like.
Yeah,
so if something, pops up, we then have a better idea.
So you're curating a special selection for the Archie 100 show. How have you gone about deciding what's in and what's out?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Willie. I started off with, a selection of around 250 works, and just slowly whittled that down. I had to give myself a few criteria. I wanted to make sure that I was going to include works from every decade. I wanted to make sure that I was including artists from across Australia and New Zealand. And I wanted to make sure that there was a really good sort of range of styles as well. But I was most, what really nailed it for me with a portrait was not only was it just an engaging portrait to look at, but that there was a great story behind it. Mm. And so those stories of those sitters and those artists, in the end, what enabled me to narrow it down to that 103 works, I have to say, for the Art Gallery of New South Wales display.
Oh, I love it. And can you tell us about one or two that kind of caught your eye? I mean, they obviously all did, but was there one or two that kind of stuck with you a little more?
Well, I guess there's always those ones, those firsts. And we didn't, you know a huge amount about some of the prizes going back in time, because before 2003, not every Archibald work that became, as we call them today, a finalist was photographed. And before 1946, every single work that was entered in the prize was displayed.
Oh, wow.
So when you get to 1945, you get around almost 200 works that were displayed on the gallery walls. And of course, we didn't have images for most of them. So making that selection and deciding who those people, or trying to find out who those people were, brought out some great stories. And one of the, you know, wonderful ones for me is the first Aboriginal artist to be in the Archibald Prize that we have been able to find. Because there are many works where we don't know necessarily who the sitter is because the work was just titled Portrait.
Yep.
And sometimes we don't know who the artist is because they just gave us an initial and a surname, and sometimes that's not a lot to go on. But Robert Campbell Jr., he is an Aboriginal artist that painted a red fern identity by the name of Max Silver, who was an Aboriginal musician, played the drums, and he played with a couple of bands, and he was very well known in the 1970s and 80s. And he was in the 1989 Archibald, and that painting's in the National Gallery of Australia's collection, and, you know, we didn't really know about it, and that one sort of popped up, and it's just one of those great stories, but there are just so many. It's like, where do I start?
I know. I can imagine. It's kind of like asking you, what's your favourite child? Or who's your favourite child?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
The Archibald Prize was established following a bequest from a former Art Gallery of New South Wales trustee and the founder of the Bulletin magazine, J.F. Archibald. Are there any Archibald family still around? Like, do they still exist and do they come along?
Not that we know of.
Yeah.
He died, many, many years ago in 1919.
Yep.
And tracking down some of those early, identities has been, part of the challenge for us as well. So not that we know of. We know that he was born in Geelong, and Geelong is one of our venues for the tour for Archie 100. In fact, it's the first venue after the Art Gallery of New South Wales. So we're hopeful that, maybe some people will pop out in the crowd and they'll be able to tell us some more about Archibald's family.
Yeah, cool. Okay. And it is doing a fabulous tour. I was looking at that this morning, and it's like going to the Gold Coast, and it's going to Cairns. And so it's going to all these fantastic places. But for us Sydney folks, when do the festivities begin? When can we go in and see it?
So the Archie 100 exhibition opens on the same day as this year's Archibald Wynne and Sulman Prizes, which is on the 5th of June, so not far off. You don't have to wait long.
And is it a ticketed event, Natalie? Do we need to go online and grab tickets?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah. Number restrictions are still slightly in place, so, yeah, we do recommend that you book. And, of course, I think it's going to be a really popular year this year.
Yes.
Being the 100th anniversary and the birthday this year. So, yeah, get online and book those tickets.
Oh, my gosh. Natalie Wilson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, Willie, thanks for having me on.